Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 343, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. It took him twice as long this time than it did the other times I saw him fix it. He fumbled putting it in, while I held the lever for him, and I think he made some remark about he was not used to putting it in. When Mr. Frank put the tape in, I punched, and I went on downstairs. While I was down there, Mr. Gant came from across the street from the beer saloon and says, "Newt, I got a pair of old shoes that I want to get upstairs to have fixed." I says, "I ain't allowed to let anybody in here after 6 o'clock. About that time, Mr. Frank come justing out of the door and run into Gant unexpected, and he jumped back frightened. Gant says, "I got a pair of old shoes upstairs. Have you any objection to my getting them?" Frank says, "I don't think they are up there. I think I saw the boy sweep some up in the trash the other day." Mr. Gant asked him what sort they were, and Mr. Frank said, "Tans." Gant says, "Well, I had a pair of black ones, too." Frank says, "Well, I don't know." And he dropped his head down just so. Then he raised his head and says, "Newt, go with him and stay with him and help him find them." And I went up there with Mr. Gant and found them in the shipping room, two pairs, the tans and the black ones. Mr. Frank phoned me that night about an hour after he left. It was sometime after 7 o'clock. He says, "How is everything?" And I says, "Everything is all right so far as I know." And he says, "Goodbye." No, he did not ask anything about Gant. Yes, that is the first time he ever phoned to me on a Saturday night. There is a light on the street floor just after you get in the entrance to the building. The light is right up here where that partition comes across. Mr. Frank told me when I first went there, "Keep that light burning bright so the officers can see in when they pass by." It wasn't burning that day at all.